And the question is, does the sibling access suit provide for attorneys ad litem who have been appointed to represent the children to file that suit for sibling access if the children have been separated? And while that sounds like a great idea, the statute doesn't say that, right?
No. It doesn't specify. That's what I mentioned. It doesn't say how you go about getting that kid into court. Is it something you could do as a court-appointed attorney for a child?
Yes.
Probably, yes,
yeah.
Because you are the attorney for that child. But if the child has no court-appointed attorney, there's not a specific way given to get that attorney. Don't forget, though, you do have the way back in the back of the family code, you have the right of the court to continue reviewing the cases after the 18th birthday of these kids. So
right.
You could go back that way, perhaps, to get an attorney.
There's a comment back there.
Question?
So, Barry, if they have an adoption proceeding not in the court of a continuing exclusive jurisdiction, and they make some effort in the order to deal with the support that's accrued and past due, what happens?
Well, hopefully they will send it to us, and if we have a case, we will put it on our system and react accordingly.
But do you think the other court has any authority at all? You can't waive past due support if you're not the court of a continuing exclusive jurisdiction.
Well, depending on who all you've got in front of you, if the parties are there and the court enters an order and nobody appeals it, that order gets full faith and credit.
That
and
it
appears that now this adoption court will have that type of authority, independent, if you will, of the existing, I guess you'd call it, SAPSR court.
So you think the court does have authority on child support issues over and beyond terminating parental rights?